Okay.
Deep Chandler. Breaths. Let's take a deep breath. I told Lauren earlier that she was giving a little bit of meth vibes. And I think there's a lot of adrenaline coursing through her.
There's a lot of adrenaline going
on. You know, she's on the search for a missing woman.
It's absolutely correct. I am Liam Neeson right now. Okay. Yes.
Well. You're seated right next to me. This feels so good.
It feels good. We've recorded in person before, and I've missed it.
I missed it too, and I feel like it is just the perfect moment, the perfect timing that I'm in New York for the cataclysmic event that is, Jenna, it has not just shaken the globe, it has not just shaken the nation, it has shaken the planets. The solar system is cracking.
I mean, I'm already looking into the future and seeing, you know, where were you? During where the fuck is Kate's
where game? Were you where were during you? Where the you are absolutely so correct, Chandler.
I know.
And where were you during the where the is Kate
okay.
scandal?
Let me just clear the air, everybody. I did not abdicate the podcast. I was at a, you know, lovely bachelorette party. I was, you know, off the grid. And you know, basically I went on vacation. Sorry, I went on vacation. And we went viral. I went on vacation and we went viral.
First of all, I kind of love the fact that we went viral and you didn't have to do a fucking thing. I mean, it's pretty
luxurious.
You know,
it's kind of like when you put the right people in place and you set up things perfectly, you know, you just kind of let people do their work.
When you hire the right
when
people.
When you hire the right people.
And you can trust them to execute all
right,
their jobs.
Right, right.
You can, yes, exactly.
I mean, I've always said, hire the right people and you'll never work a day in your life.
Fire fast, hire right. It's absolutely so correct. Everyone, so as I've been releasing Where the F is Kate, these videos, I've gotten so many messages that are like, where the F is Kate? Where the F is Chandler? Okay, can we get a wellness check
right.
on Chandler?
I was sunning myself. I had terrible reception in Mexico. But thank you, Lauren, for holding it down, for steering the ship.
Okay, everyone, we're going to get into Where the F is Kate. Don't worry. We're going to do a full deep dive right now on this entire saga. But before we get there, I just have to bring you and our audience up to speed on this journey.
Okay.
Bring us up to speed. Because I think that it might have been kind of good, by the way, that you were not in town. I'm sorry, because I just feel like...
Because you can be the face of the podcast now?
I just feel like, what if I messaged you and you're like, I don't know. Is it insensitive? Could we not do that? Should we not?
Well,
you could have FUDded me.
I could have FUDded you. I think you have great instincts.
Oh, thank you.
And honestly, like you, in moments of pop culture crisis, I think you really take the reins. And, you know, you're really good at the green screen. And when I saw, you know, the BTS of you filming a full, you know, 13-hour day recording, I was just like, thank God she's at the helm of this.
Okay, so to give people some BTS of what happened, I was at home and it was just so funny because I saw on Courtney's broadcast channel, okay, our wonderful sister, Courtney Groh, she's an influencer. We need to give her shout outs now help her grow.
Totally. So true.
The tables have really turned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So please, everyone, give Courtney Groh, she's a new influencer. She's starting out.
Yeah. I mean, don't say her name anymore because she's only paying us to do 3 shout outs.
That's
so.
True. Okay.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, Courtney's broadcast channel, she was talking about Kate.
Yeah.
She was like, what, you know, something suspicious here.
Right, right.
And Courtney, her sister, she's not someone who gets swept away with conspiracies.
Yeah. I'll say she's not QE.
She's not QE at all. She's very level-headed. And so I thought, if Courtney is riveted by this, something is going on.
Sure.
So basically, I got completely overtaken. I was down Twitter rabbit holes. I was just so obsessed. And then I realized, Chandler, I was like, if I don't fucking do these reels, if I do not hop on a green screen and clown
right,
on
right,
the ground,
right.
then I should just quit this podcast.
Because you should be done.
I clearly just
right.
am not going to put in the work. So it was noon. We had someone coming and helping with the house. And it was so funny because Kagan, he was like in his office and normally I would let in the person, I would
right.
handle things. And I'm like, Kagan, you need to go help that person. And then literally I had to tell them to be quiet.
While you were filming.
Because I needed quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set. Where the fuck is Kate?
Exactly. That's literally what happened. By the way, I mean, I was just making these reels. They hadn't done anything yet. So
yeah.
I just seemed like the biggest asshole and so annoying and embarrassing. Like, it's not like I had any justifiable reason
right.
for being so extra.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went into a tear, and yeah, it has just been an incredible journey, everyone, to share the message, to share the mystery mm-hmm. of where the fuck is Kate Middleton? Let's just say it.
I want you to know that you've done a fantastic job. I said this in our group text. You have the beauty of Diane Sawyer and the flair of Nancy Grace. And I think those are your superpowers, truly.
Well, Chandler, we are not going to leave a stone unturned today as we search for the woman, Kate.
I think what has been really crazy about this scandal mm-hmm. and really different and like why it's become such like a crazy train that's left the station is that like we are getting new information all the time. Mm-hmm. It is like an hour by hour scandal. Mm-hmm. And I think that is why like we're now on part what? 17?
We're on part 17 right now.
Yeah.
So we are getting, I think what's interesting about it is not that necessarily we're getting new information from the mm-hmm. palace.
Okay, okay.
We're getting new breadcrumbs as to why these little bits of information the palace has given us are fucking lies and bullshit.
Right.
So today, we're going to go over all of this. So I think we start at the beginning. Can we start
at
the beginning?
Let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Deep breaths. Let's take a deep breath. I told Lauren earlier that she was giving a little bit of meth vibes. And I think there's a lot of adrenaline coursing through her.
There's a lot of adrenaline going
on. You know, she's on the search for a missing woman.
It's absolutely correct. I am Liam Neeson right now. Okay. Yes. And I am trying. And what's it called? Lost?
Taken? See, guys.
Anyway, exactly. Kate has been taken and we need to take her back.
We need to take her back.
So anyway, okay, deep breaths. Let's go way back, okay, to December. Okay, December 25th, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kate is pictured in a beautiful blue coat.
Yes, okay? I remember.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Day looks beautiful.
Church service.
Serene.
Yep.
That brunette chestnut mm-hmm. hair that we mm-hmm. all are so swept away by anytime a Pat photo is dropped. Well, Chandler, that was the last time we saw this woman alive and well and healthy. This is, okay, and this is where it just gets immediately weird. 3 days later, the royals are at Sandringham, where they're spending Christmas. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. An ambulance leaves Sandringham. It's like an ambulance. I think it's an ambulance. Like,
was it like a Range Rover ambulance?
There was multiple ambulances, I feel like.
Anyway, and also like a convoy, kind of.
It was a convoy motorcade of health problems in vehicle form. And so anyway, exiting Sandringham.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, this really did not get that much press.
No.
Which I think goes to show the power of the royal family and what they can prevent from getting out there.
Yes.
So anyway, no one's really paying attention. That happens. Then another thing happens, Chandler. Okay. They announce, and I haven't shared this on TikToks yet, on Reels.
Oh my gosh. Is this a new breadcrumb?
This is a new breadcrumb. I mean, by the way, have you actually watched the Reels?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Just want to be clear.
I've watched for sure 80% of them.
Classic.
And some of them twice.
Classic. Okay, so this is a new breadcrumb.
Yeah.
So apparently they announced that Kate and William, this is before the ambulance, they announced that Kate and William would be going to Italy in early 2024, in spring 2024.
Okay. On like a royal tour?
I don't have all the facts, okay? This is the key piece of information.
Got it, okay.
Going to Italy.
Okay.
Then on January 17th, the palace issues a notice that Kate Middleton has undergone planned abdominal surgery the day before. She is expected to recuperate in the hospital for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then she is expected to recuperate at home for several months.
Right,
and we should not expect to see her until after Easter.
Okay. The words planned abdominal surgery have been running through my brain for the last 2 weeks.
Well, and can I just say, if it's a planned abdominal surgery, where they plan this, Chandler, and they know what the surgery is, knowing the recovery timeline, knowing the surgery, why are they planning a trip to Italy?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. Why would you plan a trip to Italy if you're going to be unwell, mm-hmm, if you're going mm-hmm. to be ailing?
And I guess for me, I don't really know what a planned abdominal surgery that takes that long to recover from is.
It's very concerning.
Yeah.
And so people are just really confused by this.
Yeah.
I mean, consider like a 2 week stay in the hospital is a really
long time. It's a ton of time. It's a really long time.
Yeah. Especially when you would consider that Kate Middleton is the type of, she could have the best care in the world at home.
And she's young.
She's young.
You know? I mean, we're not doctors, but we can, you know, clearly assess that two weeks in the hospital
is a long time.
That is a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Medically, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. You heard it here first. And so, and the other thing to consider, so what this said to me, is she needed to be near an operating room for two weeks, because that's the only thing that differentiates really a hospital from her private home.
Nurses. Yeah. Under close supervision.
Yeah. So that also is really scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Deep breaths.
Are you okay? Is your heart rate okay?
I'm glad I don't have an Aura ring on right now or an Apple Watch, because I feel like I'll be telling you to go to the hospital.
I feel like you might need to be sedated after this.
After part 290,
yeah.
I'm going to have to be...
You're going to have a planned abdominal surgery.
I need some horse tranquilizers after that. Okay. So everyone starts speculating and no one is like thinking anything, I think, at this time is amiss other than this is a true health issue. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is the health issue?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then people are speculating that she has Crohn's disease.
Okay.
Which is horrible and honestly would make sense as to why it's hard for her to keep weight off.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Kate Middleton has always been extremely thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just say she's always been, I think, on the edge of what looks healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very small person.
Very frail. So it makes sense. Okay, this is shedding light on some what she's going through. And apparently, if you get a bowel resection due to Crohn's disease, that takes a long time to recover from. It's a very big deal.
Yeah.
So that's the consensus.
Okay.
So then we're just wishing Kate well.
Right. Prayers.
Prayers, thoughts and prayers are going out to her. So another key piece of this is that King Charles is in the hospital at the same time as Kate. By the way, there's no photos of Kate entering exiting the hospital.
Yeah.
That's huge. There's only the video of the ambulance.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. We don't even know that she ever even went into the hospital.
Right, right.
But there's photos of Charles entering and exiting.
Yeah.
He was said to have left the same day as Kate, but no photos of Kate.
That is so bizarre that they left the same day.
So weird.
Yeah. That seems like a crazy coincidence. Like, it's not like the palace, like, let's have him carpool home.
Exactly. And what was interesting about it is the king and Camilla, it's not like they saw them randomly behind
it was a pose photo.
It was like a pose.
Yeah.
Waving,
it was like
waving.
It might as well have been like they had a brand new baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which makes you think that why are they having this so extra exit from the hospital if they're not trying to distract?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then people are more and more concerned.
Yeah.
And Tina Brown made a very astute point on a morning show. I think she was talking to Gail King. Mm-hmm. But she said that they told us there would be no health updates. There would be no health updates, and they should have just stuck to that.
Right, right.
But instead, they released a family photo of Kate on Instagram. And in the photo, she purportedly, if you just on first glance, she looks alive, she looks well, she's surrounded by her smiling children.
Yes, yes.
And what Tina Brown says is, this is a health update.
Yeah.
This photo communicates that she's fine.
Right, right.
So now we actually are getting updates.
Well, and let's back up slightly, because I do think that before we got the photo of the smiling family photo, where is Kate?
Wait, I'm sorry. Let's back up. Excuse me, everyone. Deepest apologies as we need to go back in the chronology because, yes, people were freaking out, where is Kate? And then somehow the paparazzi got photos of her driving in Windsor.
Right,
with
her mom. Like, there has started to be a public outcry of, this feels off. Why haven't we seen her? Why is there, why have we gotten these photos of King Charles inside of the hospital, but nothing from Kate? And,
I
think, like, it felt like all eyes were on the palace. So then they release the photo of her mother and, allegedly Kate in a car driving. Some big sunglasses are on.
And yes, they don't release it, but it is, it's clearly set up.
It's not released on their official channels, but it's like they allowed for it to happen. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's allegedly set up by them.
I need to talk to you about a stunning experience I had. I got a massage yesterday and I took an early bird gummy an hour before my massage. 30 minutes into my massage, I'm starting to nod off. I never nap. I never fall asleep during massages. I was so relaxed and I was getting concerned. I'm like, why am I falling asleep? And then I remembered it was the early bird.
Like, oh, yeah.
I can't even describe to you guys how good an early bird gummy plus massage is. It already makes you feel so like warm and melty and gooey. And then to be getting a massage, it's a peak experience.
No, that sounds peak. I need to try that immediately. I cannot say enough good things about Early Bird. It is something I never want to run out of. Mm-hmm. I love knowing that if I need to get a good night's sleep, I've got it. And if I just want to kind of take the edge off while I watch a show, or, you know, just want to scroll on Reels, it's there for me.
You guys, the great thing about Early Bird gummies is that they are a recreational hemp product and contain 2.5 milligrams of natural THC and 12.5 milligrams of CBD in each gummy.
So everyone, go to earlybirdcbd.com and use the code POPAPOLOGIST20 for 20% off.
earlybirdcbd.com, POPAPOLOGIST20 for 20% off.
Lauren, I got this text from my friend last night and she said, yo, what's the protein powder you guys peddle on your pod? Is it actually good?
Okay, what did you say?
I then inundated her with a bunch of messages explaining how good it was, really trying to show her that it's not something we simply peddle. It's actually something we truly believe in. So
it's not something we peddle. It's like a passion.
Let's just say that there were two gray text messages followed up by eight blue text messages.
Read them all verbatim.
I said, it's the only one I drink, .. I've literally been drinking it since college. Clean, simple eats. The vanilla and the chocolate, it's called brownie batter chocolate, are musts. They have a lot of other flavors too if you're more adventurous. They also have travel packs if you want to try something out before buying a full bag. Then I sent her the links, not even affiliate links. I just was like, no, if you're even considering buying a protein powder, I've got it for you. I've got it squared away. I've got it locked in. Do not look anywhere else.
It is so, so good. This is what we're saying within the privacy of our text message threads and yes, publicly on this podcast. Guys, go to cleansimpleeats.com. Use code POPAPOLOGIST for 10% off your order. Cleansimpleeats.com, code POPAPOLOGIST.
What was so weird about this photo is it kind of doesn't look like her.
Yeah.
There's just something off.
I think that her face almost looks potentially a little swollen. She's got big sunglasses on. Yeah, it's kind of one of the, it doesn't look exactly like Kate. The other thing that is off about the photo is another Photoshop thing that people are, you know, purporting. And that is there's another wheel like underneath. So you see like the four wheels of the car, but then it looks like there's almost another wheel behind it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. And it's like, it almost looks like a fake photo.
Right, right, right.
So the other thing that's interesting about these paparazzi shots of Kate, and I think this is all the Pat photos we've gotten, or all the photos we've gotten, is there's always only like one. Like you would think that if there was paparazzi taking photos, there would be 30.
Right.
30, you know, photos at least. Yeah. But no, there's just this one
that
hits the internet. And a lot of people, like I saw one commenter, they're like, I've seen clear photos of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Like it is just so grainy. Right. It's so hard to see. Right. So anyway, this really gets, I think, rumors starting. People are really concerned. So then they drop on their Instagram. Okay. They drop on their Instagram the photo of her surrounded by her smiling children.
They do it to celebrate also like UK Mother's Day.
Yes.
You know?
And this is where the wheels fully come off the royal bus. Okay. Because this photo is so clearly photoshopped to within an inch of its life. It's basically deemed fake news by the news outlets that initially published it. So AP, they initially post the photo, then they issue a kill notice, essentially saying it's not like, oh, this is airbrushed. She doesn't have, you know, that smooth of skin or those thin of arms. No. What they're saying is we think this photo has been so manipulated. This photo is fake. Well, it didn't actually even happen.
And isn't it true that they asked for the original photo to compare it to and they couldn't get that?
They asked for the original photo from the palace. Yeah. Please confirm this shoot happened.
Sure. This maybe been photoshopped into oblivion, but we know that there was an original photo that matches this to some degree. Yeah.
And the palace said no. So this is, I think this is when everything, this is when I
this is,
said quiet on the set. I had to, you know, take to the green screen because it, to me, it's just like, this is fucking bizarre.
Bizarre. And I think, once again, it is a huge deal to get a kill notice. Everyone, you know, in the journalism community was writing and saying they'd almost never seen it before. Yes. Like, from AP. Like, it's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the internet is aflame. Is that a word? Is a flame? The internet is on fire.
The internet is absolutely on fire. And one thing that is also picking up speed in the news cycle is something that came out earlier, right after Kate was said to have been released from the hospital, is a Spanish journalist went on the record and said that Kate was in a coma, that she was close to death. Something went terribly wrong during her surgery. And she, like, something was horrifically wrong with Kate. So the palace clapped back and were like, that's absolutely not correct. Yeah. They adamantly, vehemently denied it.
Yeah.
And the reporter doubled down. She doubled down, which is interesting to me because I feel like the palace could sue, especially like a bit, I don't know what outlet she's part of, but like you would think that there's like, she could be in trouble if she's lying.
Oh yeah. I mean, and it's not just like she's some Twitter person.
Right.
Who's, I'm doubling down. I don't care what you say, like palace, blah, blah, blah.
It's not me on the green screen doubling down.
Whose reputation and career is on the line.
Exactly. So now we have this palace journalist announcement. We have the weird ass photos of the car. Right. Okay. Then dropped is the family photo that's fake and it's deemed fake news.
Yeah.
Even on Instagram now, there's a warning that the photo is manipulated. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is really doing a lot of work for this crisis. Oh my gosh.
Next to us.
You need to tell him that in his next performance.
I will. I will.
Okay. So then on February 25th, Chandler, several weeks after the Spanish journalist said that she was in a coma, Thomas Kingston, who used to date Pippa Middleton, this is an ex of Pippa Middleton's, he is found dead from a purportedly self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah.
2 days after that, Prince William pulls out from a planned speaking engagement at his godfather, King Constantine's memorial service.
This King Constantine? Is that a real name?
Well, first of all, is his real name? He's King Constantine of Greece.
Wow.
And I would never miss King Constantine's funeral, especially if it's my godfather, especially if I'm supposed to talk at it.
It's quite rude.
It is really bad manners. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just a huge deal.
Right, right. And it's for personal reasons.
For personal reasons.
Yeah.
He also shows up a few days after that with a bruise on his neck. Yes, a bruise right here. So this is a real you didn't see.
I didn't have good service. Okay, I didn't have good service.
He shows up with a bruise right here on his neck. Like, literally where a thumb would be, indicating a struggle.
Yes!
Like, yes!
Oh my gosh.
So people are like, what is happening? Is it possible?
Was it a hickey? Is there any way it was a hickey?
I don't think it was a hickey. I mean, who knows? So people are like, is there any way that he found out something about Kate and Thomas Kingston and there was a
struggle? King Constantine?
So the big theory right now, everyone, is that King Constantine was actually fucking Kate Middleton. And that is why
he pulled out from speaking. And that's why he's dead.
That's why he's dead. Exactly. And Thomas Kingston told Prince William.
Yes, yes.
And said that you can't kill him.
Right,
and
right.
Prince and William. And
how does this all wrap up?
And Thomas Kingston
tries to kill
Prince
and then William
shoots Thomas Kingston and then goes and kills King Constantine. You guys, we figured it out.
Oh my gosh.
No, so
none of this is funny.
This is no laughing
matter. It is no laughing matter if Thomas Kingston really die by suicide.
And it is really horrible.
Yeah.
Or alleged suicide.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people really are unsure.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, honestly, this is going to be a niche reference, but I'm just imagining like a Joseph Smith jailhouse, scramble. Just two men with a gun. Anyway, so the other theory, and this is very far-fetched, but Chandler, we have to get into it.
You guys, as I did watch, you know, some of the reels, I just love Lauren's, you know, I'm going to leave no stone unturned, which is basically like the biggest caveat for I'm going to share all the craziest theories.
I'm going to share the craziest load of shit you've ever heard.
But I'm leaving no stone unturned.
That's probably entirely fake.
Entirely fake, yeah.
But anyway, Chandler, when I was searching for answers about Kate, I kept running up against a particular comment.
Okay.
Which is that she had moved behind an ice wall. You haven't watched this reel either. Oh my gosh.
Can I just say too, when I could get the reels to load, I was at a bachelorette trip. Like I felt like I couldn't be watching reels for my own podcast around other people.
Fair, fair. You have been home for several days though. Anyway.
Okay. There's a lot of content.
There's a lot of people glued to these reels, by the way.
I know. And I was getting texts from people saying like, thank goodness for your sister. She's doing like the reporting. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I'm actually terrified that you haven't seen this reel because you're not going to like what's going to come next. Okay. And by the way, I got some angry messages for this reel, but
she's leaving no stone unturned.
I have to leave no stone unturned on our search for the truth about Kate.
Okay.
So I'm like, what is an ice ball? What's going on? So the theory is that a lot of powerful people are disappearing.
Oh, I did see this one.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, so a lot of powerful people are disappearing. The Pope has the flu, okay?
My eyes are going to glaze over.
Okay. He's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell, Chandler, he has stepped down. He stepped down from two. He's announcing he's stepping down. Jacob Rothschild, okay? Dynasty family, he's dead. Okay. At only 87. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
King Constantine?
King Constantine. Dead. Thomas Kingston? Dead. So as I said in my reel, why is everyone dying or disappearing? So the theory is, okay, that
these aren't stones. I would say these are more like pebbles. I'm going to leave no pebble of dirt.
You guys, in my search for the truth, I must bear it all. What they say.
Those are all the names, right? That's it?
Well, and then King Charles has cancer. He's no longer seen. Camilla was out of office.
Right, yeah, yeah. That is weird to me.
It's weird.
It feels like if ever like there was a time for the, you know, the B-list or royals to like step up, it's now.
Exactly. Yeah. So there might be something to the ice ball. So basically what they're saying, what the idea is that all these powerful people are part of some conglomerate of elites that do horrible misdeeds.
Schmichelgate. Does it rhyme with Pizzagate?
I don't know Pizzagate. I don't actually believe in this theory, by the way.
But no stone unturned.
Yeah. I absolutely do not believe in it. But what many people do believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Including a personal friend who I got vehement messages from who believes this wholeheartedly with all her heart and soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
What these people believe is that these powerful figures have moved behind an ice wall in Antarctica.
Physical ice wall.
Yes. In Antarctica.
Yeah.
So apparently you can't really fly over Antarctica. And the theory is that beyond Antarctica is not just like it's not where the Earth drops off. It's actually where other continents exist. And a very advanced world, okay? Where all these powerful people can escape so they don't have to suffer for the crimes they committed in our world.
Okay. I'm digesting hearing that again. Okay.
Anyway.
No stone unturned.
As I said on TikTok.
Kate is there because of her sins here.
She has peaced out to behind the ice wall because it's all about to come out with the Pope.
That's kind of crazy.
With Mitch McConnell. Someone said, do we think that Kate Middleton left William for Mitch McConnell? And I said, it's definitely possible that they're fucking in Antarctica. Like, fully.
I'm honestly glad that I wasn't around because I would have put on the brakes. And if I had put on the brakes while you were, you know, trying to get this
trying to pedal,
we would not be where we are. So I am just like grateful for the way things work. God bless the broken road that got us here.
Literally, God works in mysterious ways.
Truly.
You were meant to take
it. It was meant for me to be off the grid.
100%. Yeah. So as I said, Chandler, on Reels, though, while that's very imaginative, I have a different idea about what's happening. Why don't you just get out your yawn? Chad's a little bored.
I'm not bored.
By the fact that the earth is flat.
I'm not bored. I'm not bored. What part are we in? Are we in part 10? No, I'm just curious. I feel like there's so much to get to.
There is so much to get to. So let's keep moving.
I'm moving.
Okay. So I said on TikTok, very imaginative. That's not the theory I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So disclaimer, I don't believe Antarctica. I don't believe in QAnon. So back to the manipulated photos.
Yeah.
Okay. Antarctica is not real. So we got to figure it out somewhere else.
Yeah.
The palace releases
just to clarify, you're not saying Antarctica is not real, like as a place on the earth.
Oh, correct. I do believe in Antarctica. I just don't believe that elites live in an advanced world beyond an ice wall there.
I think what you believe is hazy to probably most people at this point, so I just want to make sure we're crystal clear.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Chandler, for clarifying. Uh-huh. So the next part that's really, really weird, after all this drama over the edited photo, is that Kate Middleton hops on Instagram allegedly and is like, hey y'all, she does a
incredible. We need to read it. I think we need to read it because the statement is so bizarre. It's so, and this is where for me, the wheels are completely off. We are in a full like tailspin. Mm-hmm. Because this statement is released like 24 hours later, mm-hmm. which to me shows like people are spinning behind the scenes, trying to figure out how to respond. To do.
Yeah. And also let's just remember before we read it, that the royal motto is never complain, never explain. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not post an Instagram story responding
right.
to what people are saying and, you know, giving your take. Like the royals, they just don't give in to this chatter.
Yes.
But Kate is posting on stories. So why don't you read it?
Yes. So we are to believe that the day after Mother's Day, you know, in the UK, after, you know, people lit her on fire for her photoshopping job, mm-hmm. She apologizes. And this is what she says in an Instagram story post, like in a very informal, you know.
Yes.
She says, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See.
Okay. It's so weird. Can we just imagine the idea that Kate Middleton, that princess, the princess, people are so angry I'm not calling her Catherine, the Princess of Wales. Can we just imagine
yeah.
that Catherine, the Princess of yep. Wales, okay, is photoshopping this photo into oblivion. Like, and the things that she was photoshopping didn't make any sense. It was like random parts of a window.
Right, right.
It was the
fingers.
Yeah. Sleeve of Charlotte's yeah. jacket or sweater.
I can understand if Kate said, I love Facetune.
Correct.
You know, I wanted to give myself a fox face.
100%.
You know, I wanted that Instagram look.
I've always been after a ponytail lift.
Yes.
And I thought, this
yes.
is the app where I can achieve that dream.
I've got nothing better to do while I'm laying in bed than to perfect this.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, we're supposed to believe that, you know, Princess Kate mm-hmm. is laying in bed with an Adobe membership. Like
$9.99
editing her photos.
Month. Yes.
Like, and also like, yeah, it's just none of it is believable.
None of it's believable.
And it's coming directly from her. It's not from, you know, the palace press or any, you know, one of their editors or something. It mm-hmm. is from Kate herself.
It's from Kate herself. It is so strange. So then, okay, people figure out that the photo and so then it's uncovered mm-hmm. that the photo of her is actually just lifted from her British Vogue cover. It's the same exact yes. identical
yes.
photo.
Yep.
And
yep.
Photoshop experts are like, I see exactly where this was cloned.
Right, right.
You can see exactly that this photo yeah. didn't happen. Like this was 100%
yeah. Yeah.
taken from this other
right,
photo.
Right.
So it's a fake photo.
And where are the kids' photos from? Do we know? Or like, did the kids pose with a stand-in?
We don't know.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So then also Tina Brown, by the way, she says she does not believe that Kate put out that,
yeah,
that story.
Right, right. Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah. Nobody is believing that she actually did that or actually then posted it to their Instagram.
And I think the thing that we all need to keep in mind as we're talking about this is all of this could be resolved by one 10-minute, 5-minute,
yeah.
1-minute Zoom of
yeah.
Kate just being like, hello, everyone. I did have surgery. I really appreciate all the well wishes, but I'm recovering at home. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Like
right.
literally
one video,
one 5-second video
right, right.
would stop all this
of it,
chatter.
All of it.
And they can't produce.
They can't
that.
Do it.
They can't produce that. The mm-hmm. only thing they can produce are fake photos, which brings us to the next fake photo, which is the next day they have a photo of her leaving with William mm-hmm. to go to a private appointment. This is another one where it's just one photo is released.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's paparazzi, you would think there would be a bunch
right,
of different
right.
shots and angles.
It's not really a photo of her. It's a photo of like barely her profile.
Barely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes this whole thing so much spookier.
Yes. Yes. It makes it feel like, wait, have there been body doubles all along?
It's so
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
So then of course, internet sleuths determine and figure out that this is actually literally lifted from a photo of her in 2016. And you can tell exactly because she has her hair in this elaborate, beautiful updo mm-hmm. and she has this hat on.
Yeah.
And you know, they show the photo like kind of fading to the original
yeah.
and then to the edited
yeah.
one. And you can see it's exactly the same one. And it's like, really? So Kate, for her private appointment, when she's ailing, she's had this horrible surgery, she's getting full glam.
Right.
Full updo.
Yeah. To go somewhere.
Putting on this hat to
yeah.
go to a private appointment. this doesn't make any
sense. Right, it doesn't make any sense. And it feels like really clumsy.
And if she could do that, Chandler, then she could definitely do a little video.
I think where the spell is fully broken is the fact that she herself wrote that post, allegedly. Mm-hmm. That to me is where this feels like something is really off and that there are lies being told to us, because it doesn't feel like it's actually a real person like controlling this narrative.
Right. Exactly.
I think another interesting point that was brought up by a friend of mine was, do you think they had Kate take the blame for the photoshopping edits or errors? Because people would feel sorry for her more than if it was like, you know, sorry, we've got shitty photoshoppers in the palace press house or whatever.
Well, that's a really good point. So Harry said when he was doing all of his interviews for Spare, and he's talked about it in the memoir, that the palace will have someone take the fall when they want to distract from what's going on with another member of the
family. Interesting.
Which brings us to Prince William.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So what people are suspecting is something really bad is going on with Prince William, and Kate's this whole crisis and them pinning it on her, the Photoshop on her, is them deflecting from whatever is going on with Prince William. Okay.
Okay.
So again,
now we're getting closer to part 16.
Now we're getting closer. So the next part that is just like so chilling is we put this all together, and what we realize is we have not seen this woman since Christmas, and all we have are fake photos of
her. Right. Another thing I've been wondering.
Yeah.
Where is her mom? Where is her dad? Where is her sister? I know we had her uncle say something on Big Brother or whatever.
Oh, the uncle.
Yeah. Like, where is her family in all of this? Are they being silenced by the crown? Or, I guess I would expect something from them.
Well, so there's just so many things that point to all different things. So one is that Pippa Middleton is summering or vacationing in St. Barts for part of this.
Okay.
By the way, her family is like connected, I think owns Eden Rock.
Oh, wow.
So, fun fact.
Yeah. Fun for her.
So she's on vacation. And what people are saying is like, okay, well, if Kate's so ill, something is so wrong with her.
Right.
You don't think your sister would just be off on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the uncle, so the uncle's on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
And this is where PSA to any like very rich people out there, you got to have the wealth trickle down enough so your uncle doesn't have to go on Celebrity Big Brother.
So true.
Right?
It's so true. We've always said that. Yeah.
They could have avoided this whole thing with a few direct deposits to the uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But instead the uncle is on Celebrity Big Brother and he's asked about Kate. And the phrasing that he used when he described what was going on was so, I think, revealing.
Really?
Yes. So he says she doesn't want to talk about it. And he says there's a code of etiquette. So unless it's announced, then I'll give my opinion.
It's announced. Unless it's everything.
Oh, but then the other part. And so this is why this is so confounding, right? There's so many conflicting pieces of information. He says she's getting the best care in the world.
Unless it's announced.
He says she's getting the best care in the world. You know, the family circled the wagons around her. So unless it's announced, I'm not going to give comment. So the idea is, I think when it says she's getting the best care, that brings me back to a serious medical issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Because why would you say she's getting amazing care if she's getting a divorce?
Right. Yeah. Unless she's like at a spa or somewhere, you know, like.
Exactly. Or Chandler.
Yeah.
If she's getting the best mental health care. That is what can make sense.
Yeah.
So something is going on by that phrase. It's announced.
Yeah.
We know something's happening. And the palace is just putting out all this propaganda, essentially.
Right.
So crazy. And the key thing for me is that Kate is not participating. Mm-hmm. She's very clearly not cooperating with the palace.
Right. Because none of this narrative feels like it's coming from her.
Yeah. And as Tina Brown says, she's so punctilious and she's such a perfectionist when it comes to her image.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at how perfectly coiffed she is always. Right. Her and her children are always perfectly groomed. This has been so sloppy. Right. It's been so weird. It's honestly been so tacky and low rent.
Yeah, yeah. Eerie as well.
Eerie. It doesn't make any sense. And the other thing is, obviously, all of us are aflutter on Instagram, on TikTok, talking about all this. And you would think that she would want to shut it down quickly, especially when William's affair comes into play.
Please.
Okay. So my theory is that she's getting the best mental health care available.
Yeah.
Because something does need to be announced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she ever went into that hospital.
Yeah.
I think that that ambulance took her away from Sandringham. Absolutely. And what people are saying, it's all completely alleged. We don't know if any of this is true. But what they're saying, the theory in London, and I've got so many DMs, I've gotten this from so many sources, which is why I finally went on the records talking about it. I did not at first because I'm just like, listen, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But basically, what a lot of people are saying is that William, of course, we all know, had an alleged affair with Rose Hanbury in 2018. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. We kind of found out about it in 2019.
Yeah.
Barely.
There's like no evidence of it. Like there's even like very little speculation you can even find online to like really point a finger to like, oh, that's what happened.
Exactly.
You know?
And do you remember when so there was one Twitter thread about it.
Yes. Yes.
One Twitter thread, by the way, that was promptly deleted.
Yes. Yes.
And so you could only find screenshots of the Twitter thread. But do you remember when we read it to Grandma Donna?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Is that so funny?
Yes. Wait, that's crazy. Yeah. When we were like in Utah.
Yeah, we were in Utah. We've been celeb obsessed, you guys.
Yeah.
For so long. Anyway. So I know. I did a shout out.
She didn't love it. I remember. It was like devastating to her.
It was just, it was so funny because people on TikTok, because I did a shout out to Grandma Donna on one of the reels we didn't watch.
Yeah.
But people were like, oh, I love that your grandma loved the hot goss. And I'm like, she actually was too pure.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't like hearing any of this.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, the theory is that something happened where Kate found out that the affair has never stopped. Okay. The affair has never stopped. And there are two theories as to the cataclysmic event that has given her a mental breakdown.
Okay.
The first theory is that Rose is pregnant with William's baby.
Yeah.
By the way, we have not seen Rose.
Right.
We do not know where Rose is.
There was, though, that press release right after the Photoshop nightmare kind of, you know, got out.
The gaffe, yeah.
Yeah. Where they said, didn't they have a picture of Lady Rose?
So this is a really key point. Thank you for bringing it up. So when the palace is releasing all this fake shit.
Yeah.
The Telegraph or some UK publication releases a profile that says, who is the Marchioness of Chumley, Lady Rose Hanbury?
What are these names? What are these words?
Well, the interesting thing is that
marmalade and chutney, that's all I heard.
Exactly. So they released a recipe for marmalade and chutney, and this really threatened the royals. No, they had clearly had this profile ready to go. And what this said to the royals was, hey, if you don't give us something on where Kate is, we are fully going to go ham.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Rose, which you have never let us talk about.
Yeah.
But we're done with the fake bullshit.
Yeah.
Give us info on Kate or we're going in on the affair.
I need the HBO like miniseries about this. Like I need like the spotlight-esque, you know, journalism, like people in the UK, boots on the ground when this is happening. Like, you know, press go on the Lady Rose marmalade story.
Oh,
yeah.
100, Hulu needs to get out a miniseries in 3 days.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the speculation is that Rose is either pregnant.
Yeah.
And we have not seen her. And she could be, you know, in her second trimester, completely visible right now with William's child that she's not going to give up, which would be, by the way, so fucking humiliating for Kate.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you consider how much she's given her life to this monarchy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, she does not put a foot out of turn. Mm-mm. She's so perfect.
Right.
Like she's so buttoned up.
Right.
She is the perfect heir apparent and wife and future queen.
Also, we haven't even gone here. We haven't even talked about Harry or Meghan, But she was also, like, Kate was made to look like a terrible person throughout that whole scandal.
Yes, completely.
Yeah.
And she just takes
Has to, like, just hold her head up high and, yeah, turn the other cheek.
And it's a quick tangent, but I do think that as a royal, like, yes, it looks so fabulous, but it also looks like a cage.
Right. It's a, you're a prisoner to some degree.
Like, there's something so fun about living your own life and making your own choices and building businesses and, like, being someone who does something. And I just feel like as a royal, it's like, to me, it just literally looks like going to church a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking about this with the group of friends over the weekend. And I think this is an important thing to realize. The royals also do not have unlimited money.
Yes, correct.
And that is something that I am continually reminding myself of, because I think, yeah, even if you're a prisoner, so to speak, but you have unlimited funds, like, at least you can do whatever you want. They actually don't have unlimited money where they can just do whatever they want in their off time.
Well, 100%. And also, they just can't do whatever they want.
It's not right.
Like, it's not like Kate can get in her thong bikini in St. Barts.
Totally.
Just enjoy the, enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Like,
and then fly back to do a hospital charity event.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you can't. You literally, these people are so famous and so hounded. The only places they can really vacation are, like, private places, villas.
They all look cold and cloudy.
Yes, and with no vibe, with no strangers around. I mean, let's talk about the fact that they can't take great vacations. That's
no wonder
that's
she's
the
gone.
Scoop. No wonder she's done.
We send you love. We hope you're, like, dancing on a table somewhere in Ibiza.
We get it. Exactly.
Is that how you say it?
Yes,
I think it is.
So, back, where were we? Were we derailed about vacations?
Lady Rose.
Okay. So the other theory about Lady Rose is that her four-year-old daughter, Kate, found out that that is William's. Yes, that she's William's child.
Well, now I want to look up a photo of her daughter.
Should we look it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, are there any clear photos?
All I'm getting is a book by someone. There actually is a book called Lady Rose's Daughter, which is kind of making this Google search a little hard.
I can't find any clear photos, so if anyone can send one to us, that would be great. And there's also another rumor that I want to share on the pod.
I know where we're going with this one.
And
I knew it was going to have to come out eventually. Oh, this is one I could, like, wish I could put a brown paper bag over my face.
Okay. I got this tip from multiple people, and we got to say it. I couldn't say it with a front-facing camera, though, so I do have limits.
Are you going to say it, though?
Yeah.
But this is going to be...
It's a little different to be green screening about butt action, okay, than with in front of a mic with a podcast, I think. Anyway,
this is for my in-laws. This is for my...
Disclaimer, we don't know this for sure. We don't know if this is true. This could be total lie, but the theory...
I would like to be completely... I am not sanctioning this, okay?
The theory is that William...
Can you just spell it out?
I'm sex positive. The theory is that William enjoys anal play, specifically pegging, and Rose does as well. Rose.
You can't even get it out.
And Rose does as well, Kate is not into it, and that is also a big thing that they're talking about in London. And that's what... That's a reason that this affair has continued.
And this will be my last episode on Pop Apologist. We've decided to part ways because I cannot be associated with content like this.
Chandler knew this rumor.
Yes, I knew this rumor.
So?
I knew this rumor. And I knew that Lauren also knew this rumor. And we, had access to this information. And every time I open up my phone, there's a new part from Lauren. I mean, if you notice, she literally did a part on an airplane. You can hear like a 747 behind her. The dedication that this woman has is like incredible. I'm very lucky to be in business with her.
So true.
Very true. Great employee. So I knew Lauren had this information. So I am and I can see that you are just willing to leave no stone unturned, as you would say. So I'm just waiting for Lauren to share this. And so with the latest part 17 or 16 that you posted where you go, and this is the most earth-shattering news you're ever going to hear that I have not shared yet. I'm like bracing myself. I'm gripping my seat as I'm watching it because I'm like, here comes the pegging rumor. She's going to literally share it. There was no like conversation with me. Hey, do you think I should mention this? Is this too crazy? It was just, it's fully live. It's live. It's been up for hours. My in-laws have seen it. And anyway, you know, anyone.
The relief that washed over your body.
When I realized that it was not that, was so pure and sweet. And anyway, now that that's all gone out the window because we've just talked about it. So
that's correct.
Anyway, that I've heard from multiple sources. It's probably not true though. If the palace's attorneys are listening, that's our legal disclaimer.
And once again, to the palace attorneys, I'm leaving this podcast. We are parting ways.
Okay. So you guys, this is obviously the biggest cluster, and the weirdest part about it is it just like, they just don't stop it.
Right,
they don't release a video. She doesn't get on Zoom. Yeah. We are literally talking about pegging Prince William. And
she's got to say it again.
And this could be halted with a Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
So clearly Kate is not cooperating. There's another theory, which I need to share, that does not involve
any. Is this the craziest one?
There's no backdoor in this theory.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet relief. So there's another theory. Remember how Megan said in the Cut article that she did not sign anything, no NDA?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So our dear friend Kyle, he had this theory last night, and I think it could be so correct. He said, don't you think for the heir apparent that they would be a lot more buttoned up?
Sure, sure, yeah.
And so the theory is that when she married William, that she signed basically her life away.
Right.
She signed an NDA, like the most airtight NDAs in the world.
Yeah.
She's just completely under their control.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might even have a conservatorship for her.
Oh, gosh.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And so the theory is that right now, they are literally, like, keeping her a prisoner.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when she found out about all this stuff, and she's like,
wanted to go AWOL.
I'm going to go AWOL.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you're not. You're actually going to sit in this room.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, I know there has been pushback on, like, all this speculation and the fact that people are, you know, like, just let this woman rest. Let her recuperate, but I'm sorry, there are just too many weird things for us to just like be like, oh, she's just like resting and this is just the internet going crazy.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, there are too many things that are not adding up.
Exactly. And I think that is why something really big is coming.
Yeah.
So if it is announced, to quote her uncle, it will be announced. Clearly something is happening.
Yeah.
Something is going on. Of course, I wish we hear about the ice wall.
Yeah.
I wish an advanced world does exist. It would be great to move there.
Okay, okay. You're going full circle, coming back to how you wish QAnon was real.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, just making sure that's where we're ending the episode.
No. I wish this is benign.
Yeah.
This is just her being like, actually, I want to recover. And sorry, I'm not going to give these vipers on the internet their moment.
Totally.
Like, I hope
I hope we look like total idiots.
I hope we look like total clowns.
Yeah, yeah.
But I fear, Chandler.
I know, something greater.
I just fear that we're right. Something bigger is afoot.
Yeah. I want to just briefly touch on Meghan now. Meghan and Harry.
Okay.
Someone asked me, you know, what do you think about Meghan and all this? Do you think she knows where Kate is? I don't think she knows where Kate is, for the record.
No, definitely not.
What I do think, I think Meghan is sitting, you know, on her big sectional in Montecito, and she's got a big old bowl of Skinny Pop, and she is just refreshing Twitter.
Oh, I mean, she's taking a break from Duolingo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she is she's refreshing all my reels. Mm-hmm. She is loving every second of this.
She's
so vindicated.
I feel like she's absolutely more vindicated. And I think that this whole crazy, eerie situation makes me feel like she made the right decision.
Well, of course. Also, it also sheds a lot of light on the dynamic between Harry and William. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people say that Harry and William's relationship started to become fractured around the time of the rumored affair.
I think we've also talked about this too. I mean, when we were reading Palace Papers, we've definitely touched on this. And that's the theory that I like to believe.
Yes. And that Harry was like, okay, you are not going to do to... You're not going to do it to your wife, what our dad did to our mother.
Yeah.
And so, like, this thing is so corrupt.
Yeah.
Like, this is so gross.
Right. And I also want to say, like, Harry was really good friends with Kate when her and William were dating, mm-hmm. you know? Like, Harry and, like, it's kind of like our Courtney and Wyatt a little bit.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. If Courtney was like, I would be moving to another continent as well.
Right,
like,
right.
I love Courtney, but if she steps out on Wyatt.
Totally.
You know?
We're going to move. We're going to abdicate or whatever.
We're going to abdicate the Bledsoe sisterhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, I can understand
yeah.
that making Harry just be like, I'm out.
Peace. Yeah. Yeah. I do wonder though, if he is trying to behind the scenes say, William, you just need to like come out and, you know, come clean or something. You know, I wonder what's happening.
Okay. Well, the other thing that people are saying is Harry.
It's also when you say the other thing people are saying, it might just be like one rogue comment on Reddit. But the other thing people are saying, the other thing that's being reported.
It's very vague. But the other thing that's everywhere right now on one person's TikTok channel.
Yeah.
Is that, the other thing that, and now I've lost my train of thought. What was I going to say?
So many. So many stones to turn.
So many pebbles. No, Harry. The other thing is, remember how Harry went to the UK for that 45 minute visit?
Yes, yes.
People are like, maybe they summoned him because they needed him in person because they're not going to put it in writing. They're not going to have it be something he can record. They need it in person. He goes through a metal detector. He's searched. They need an in-person communication between him and King Charles, where King Charles is like, we need your help.
Kate's in prison. Or like, please look at our prisoner. This is what is going to happen to you.
Kate's in Antarctica. We need your help to go get her. No. We don't know. Do you want to go, you know, the ticket to the ice wall, it leaves this date.
Yeah.
No, we don't know what that conversation was, but could it have been like, actually everything is completely hitting the fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
right.
Kate and William are divorcing.
Right. Right.
Like we actually need you and Meghan back.
Right. Right.
To be some sort of beacon. I mean, let's just say this, Shannon. Can you imagine a world where Kate and William divorce?
Yeah.
And Harry and Meghan go back and they are the working royals.
Oh my gosh.
Kate.
Crazy.
I mean, crazy.
Crazier
things have happened.
Wow. Lauren now needs to go take a 4-day nap.
I need to go take a Xanax. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Kelly Bensimone style.
I just want to say the fact that you recorded a green screen reel from the airplane is everything to me. Did anyone say anything to you as you were seated next to them?
Let me just tell you the worst part about that.
Yeah. Wasn't the loud rushing sound behind you?
I wish I had a mic for that. Oh. One missed opportunity, Chandler. The worst part about that is like, you guys, these aren't like one take situations. So, you know, I'm doing it multiple times.
Of course you are.
Like, you know, part 16, where the heck is Kate?
And did you have someone seated next to you?
Yes.
This woman knows no bounds, and thank goodness because she's gotten us here, but wow.
I have no shame. And you know, I'm going to do anything to get this pot off the effing ground.
Right. Right.
Which you guys, we actually might have just taken off.
Crazy town. Yeah.
We love you all so much.
Thank you
so much for being
Thank
here.
You for listening.
If you're new to the show, buckle the fuck in because guess what? We have so many good episodes. Go take a dive.
Yes,
so many deep dives.
I mean, our Palace Papers deep dive. If you're in a royal binge right now,
it's all on Patreon.
It's all on Patreon.
You have a 15 part recap. You guys, you know what? I don't even want to like tell them which episode to go to because they're all good.
They're all great. They're all great.
This podcast is phenomenal.
Let's
be honest.
Let's be honest.
And you know what, Chandler? We're finally off the ground.
Finally. Whew!